Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. This is your girl, Liberated Lola Barber. And I missed you yesterday morning. I hope you missed me. This is at your command. Been reading this Reddit all last week by Neville Goddard. I just love it, love it, love it. It's just powerful. And it's powerful because it really gets you in a way of thinking. And I just have been on such a diet, really, for the past, I can figure out what the days were because I really started it, like, the day before New Year's. So today is the 14th, so I've been on this diet for, like, 15 days. Today's 15 days of just some serious positive thought, manifestation, focus in on what my bliss is, eliminating and kind of forcing out, if you will, all of those things that are not serving the direction that I really want to be going in. And it's been pretty good, actually, because in doing that, I find that I'm able to, you know, they say all the time that there's facts and then there's your reality. And that might sound like hoogee-poogee, but it's true. There's facts and then there's your reality. And the fact is that you create your reality whether you want to accept responsibility for that or not. It's just real talk. I think I might have shared with you all that I had been listening to Reverend Ike, which, and I shouldn't even laugh anymore when I say it, because in the beginning when I first started telling people that, well, Reverend Ike has passed. I know God rest his soul. God blesses his soul because he was doing simply awesome things in the way of sharing the word of prosperity. And I think I know he got a bad rap and was rather demonized for being all about the money. Reverend Ike is all about the money. That's all he talks is about the money. And, you know, and he says it. It's so funny. People listen to, or they hear, rather, what they want to hear. And he says so many times, just about in every other broadcast that I've watched, and there are hundreds of them on YouTube, he says frequently, prosperity is not about, and this is the same thing, like I was doing the Science of Getting Rich, as a matter of fact, let me announce right now, I'm not doing it on Mondays anymore. I've done it. I did it 3 times. I was trying to, you know, I'm always trying to get to people, reach people, touch people, all of that, and it's great. I just already have done it 3 times, and honestly, if anybody wants to listen to it, I will repost the 3 that I've already done. It's time for me to move on, and my move on has been this. It's been doing this every morning as part of my breakfast in the morning, the first thing that I allow to hit my eyes, the first thing that I allow myself to ingest is this type of information, and right now it's at your command. I'm already on page 22 or 27 pages, so this is almost done. There'll be something, name of this morning process from At Your Command to Spiritual Breakfast, because it's going to be something different all the time. I'm just sharing my daily morning ritual with you. I have incorporated meditating into it as well, affirmations and all of those things. And somebody asked me the other day, my God, you know, what are you doing? I got big, like hairy, bodacious, unbelievably ballsy things to do. And in that, I need the energy, power supply to be able to ride with those things, not even make them happen, but to be able to sustain myself, keep my head about myself, and stay aware and receiving everything that I need to in order to make those things happen in my life. Billionaire status, I call myself a billionaire in progress. And then have an affirmation, a declaration that I say every morning to keep me in line with that. So this will be a process that I continue on a regular basis. After this book, it will be with something else. So continue to follow along with Lola Barber and our spiritual breakfast. All right, the last page I was on was page 22. I sent this out to so many of y'all. I hope everybody's still following along. I do apologize for being tardy. My goal is to start at 7:05, actually reading, teaching each morning. Page 22 on my iBook, and I'll start the page again. The reason men condition their desires The reason men condition their desires is because they constantly judge after the appearance of being and seeing things as real, forgetting that the only reality is the conscious back of them, which is what I started off this by saying, fact and reality. To see things as real is to deny that all things are possible to God. The man who is imprisoned and sees his four walls as real is automatically denying the urge or promise of God within him of freedom. A question often asked when this statement is made is, one's desire is a gift of God. How can you say that if one's desire to kill a man, that such a desire is good and therefore God sent? In answer to this, let me say that no man desires to kill another. What he does desire is to be freed from such a one. But because he does not believe that the desire to be free from such a one contains within himself the powers of freedom, he conditions that desire and sees the only way to express such freedom is to destroy the man. I did not understand that the last time I read it, but I get it now. The man wants to kill the other man because he sees himself as being trapped. But if he understood that he really wasn't trapped, he wouldn't desire to kill the other man. So the core desire is not to kill anybody, it's to be free. I did not get it last time, but I get it. So I'm going to read that last line again. But because he does not believe that the desire to be free from such a one contains within him itself the powers of freedom, he conditions that desire and sees the only way to express such freedom is to destroy the man, forgetting that life wrapped within the desire has ways that he, as man, knows not of. Its ways are past finding out. Thus man distorts the gifts of God through his lack of faith. Problems are the mountain spoken of that can be removed if one has but the faith of a grain of a mustard seed. Men approach their problems as did the old lady who, on attending service and hearing the priest say, "If you had but the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you would say unto yonder mountains, be thou removed, and it shall be removed, and nothing impossible to you." That night she said her prayers. She quoted the part of the scripture and retired to bed what she thought was faith. On arising in the morning, she rushed to the window and said, "I knew that old mountain would still be there." For this is how man approaches his problems. He knows that they are still going to confront him. And because life is no respecter of persons and destroys nothing, it continues to keep alive that which he is conscious of being. Things will disappear only as man changes in consciousness. Deny it if you will. It still remains a fact that consciousness is the only reality and things but mirror that which you are in consciousness. So the heavenly state you are seeking will be found only in consciousness, for the kingdom of heaven is within you. As the will of heaven is ever done on earth, you are already living today in the heaven that you will establish with it, that you established within you. For here on this very earth, your heaven reveals itself. The kingdom of heaven really is at hand. Now is the accepted time. So create a new heaven. Enter into a new state of consciousness, and a new earth will appear. Ha! Henceforth, Eckhart Tolle's Oh, my God. Henceforth, Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth. I did not get the title. Can go back and read the book and listen to the audio. I get it. And Oprah and Eckhart Tolle were sitting there talking about this stuff, and I went through their whole series with them, and not until I read that line. So create a new heaven, enter into a new state of consciousness, and a new earth will appear. Got it, God. Y'all might not get it, but I got it. So that's what the whole Eckhart Tolle, my God, Oprah Winfrey series is about, me getting it 7 years later. Oh, my goodness. The former things shall pass away. They shall not be remembered, not come into mind anymore. For behold, I, your consciousness, come quickly, and my reward is with me. I am nameless, but will take upon myself every name that you call me. Remember, it is you, yourself, that I speak of as me. So every conception that you have of yourself, this is every deep conviction you have of yourself is that which you shall appear as being. For I am not fooled. God is not mocked. Now let me instruct you in the art of fishing. It is recorded that the disciples fished all night and caught nothing. Then Jesus came upon the scene and told them to cast their nets in once more.
into the same waters that only moments before were barren, and this time their nets were bursting with the catch. This story is taking place in the world today, right within you, the reader, for you have within you all the elements necessary to go fishing. But until you find that Jesus Christ, your awareness, is Lord, you will fish as did the disciples in the night of human darkness. That is you. You will fish for things, thinking things to be real, and will fish with human bait, which is a struggle and an effort, trying to make contact with this one and that one, trying to coerce this being and the other being, and all such efforts will be in vain. But when you discover your awareness of being to be Christ Jesus, you will let him direct your fishing. And you will fish in consciousness for the things that you desire. For your desire will be only living reality. You will fish in the deep waters of consciousness. If you could catch that which is beyond your present capacity, you must launch out into deeper waters. For within your present consciousness, such fish or desires cannot swim. To launch out into deeper waters, you leave behind you all that is now your present problem or limitations by taking your attention away from it. Turn your back completely upon every problem and limitation that you now possess. Dwell upon just being by saying, I am, I am, I am to yourself. Continue to declare to yourself that you just are. Do not condition this declaration. Just continue to feel yourself to be, and without warning, you will find yourself slipping the anchor for that tide. You know, this is exciting to me. Do not condition this declaration. Just continue to feel yourself to be, and without warning, you will find yourself slipping the anchor that you tied you to the shallow of your problems and moving out into the deep. It is usually accompanied with feeling of expansion. You will feel yourself expand as though you were actually growing. Don't be afraid, for courage is necessary. You are not going to die to anything by your former limitations, but they are going to die as you move away from them, for they live only in your consciousness. In this deep or expanded consciousness, you will find to be a power that you had never dreamt of before. The things, desires you shoved off from the shores of limitation are the fish you are going to catch in this deep. Because you have lost all consciousness of your problems and barriers, it is now the easiest thing in the world to feel yourself to be one with the things desired. Because I am is the resurrection and the life. You must attach the resurrecting power that you are to the thing desired if you would make it appear and live in your world. Now you begin to assume the nature of the thing desired by feeling. I am wealthy. I am free. I am strong. When these fields are fixed within yourself, your formless being will take upon itself the forms of the things felt. You become crucified upon the feelings of wealth, freedom, and strength. Remain buried in the stillness of these convictions. Then as a thief in the night, when you least expect it, these qualities will resurrect in your world as living reality. The world shall touch you and see that you are flesh and blood, for you shall begin to bear the fruit of nature of these qualities newly appropriated. This is the art of successful fishing for the manifestations of life. Successful realization of the thing desired is also told us in the story of Daniel, the lion's den. Here it is recorded that Daniel, while in the lion's den, turned his back upon the lions and looked toward the light coming from above, that the lions remained powerless and that Daniel's faith in God saved him. This also is your story. If you found yourself in a lion's den, you would have no other concern but lions. You would not be thinking of one thing in the world but your problem. Which problem would be lions? Yet you are told Daniel turned his back upon them and looked towards the light that was his God. If he would follow the example, if we would follow the example of Daniel, we would, while imprisoned within the den of poverty of sickness, take our attention away from problems of debt or sickness and dwell upon the things we seek. If we do not look back in consciousness to our problems but continue in faith, believing to be that which we seek, we too will find the prison walls open and the things sought, yes, whatsoever realized. Another story is told us of the widow and the three drops of oil. The prophet asked, of the widow and the three drops of oil. The prophet asked the widow, "What have ye in your house?" And she replied, "Three drops." He then said to her, "Go borrow vessels. Close the door after ye returned into your house and begin to pour." And she poured from three drops of oil into all the borrowed vessels, filling them to capacity with oil remaining. You, the reader, are the widow. You have not a husband to impregnate you or make you fruitful, for widow is a barren state, okay? Your awareness is now the Lord or the prophet that has become your husband. Follow the example of the widow who, instead of recognizing an emptiness or nothingness, recognized the something, three drops of oil. The command to her, go within and close the door. That is, shut the door of the senses that tell you of the empty measures, the debts, and the problems. When you have taken your attention away completely by shutting out the evidence of the senses, begin to feel the joy, symbolized by oil, of having received the things desired. When the agreement is established within you so that all doubts and fears have passed away, then you too will fill all the empty measures of your life and will have an abundance running over. Recognition is the power that conjures in the world. Every state that you have ever recognized, you have embodied. That which you are recognizing as true of yourself today is that which you are experiencing. So be as the widow and recognize joy, no matter how little the beginnings of recognition, and you will be generously rewarded. For the world is a magnified mirror, magnifying everything that you are conscious of being. I am the Lord, the God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt not have gods before me. What a glorious revelation your awareness now revealed as the Lord thy God. Come, awake from your dream of being in prison. Realize that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwells therein. You have become so immersed in the belief that you are man that you have forgotten the glorious being that you are. Now with the memory restored, decree unseen to appear, and it shall appear. For all things are compelled to respond to the voice of God. Your awareness of being, the world is at your command. All I can say is wow. This short little book, if you read it and you apply it to the things you know. Now, see, I have never been a Bible reader. I believe, I know, I love, I live inside of the knowledge that there is God, and it controls, runs through, and is the energy. I believe that in my very being. You know, you guys, that just got me, like, all just welled up, because that is such powerful stuff. And, you know, I'm in the process of writing my story, and it's been it's felt like such a challenge to write it because, I tell you, I share everything that's great and glorious on Facebook because I choose to listen. I choose not to dwell on the things that have caused or have allowed to cause me pain in my life and experiences that I've walked through that have been less than pleasant for me because it's always my choice to uplift and to empower. But this has not been an easy walk. And if not for the fact that I've always known this at my core because of the things that my mother has poured into me and she has shared with me. And the mentors and guides that God has put into my life has continued to show me. Then very likely, you guys, I would not be here. Because, as Langston Hughes says, this life for me ain't been no crystal stair. But I will tell you that I think it is imperative that you take this, if you're not asking for it yet, that you request it from me, either on Facebook or through email at learnfromlola@yahoo.com or lolatbarber@gmail, playwright, whatever you want to request it from me in. And you absolutely make it your business to share this with your little ones, to share this with your teenagers, to make this your daily diet. And what I was getting ready to say is I've never been a real Bible reader because it's always been really just confusing to me trying to understand this, that, the language. But, you know, I downloaded the Bible onto my iPad as suggestion from a new brother friend of mine. And I'm going to look at the one that's translated into out of the thou, thee, thou stuff, because I can get all twisted with that sometimes. I've allowed myself to. But now in reading these last couple of pages, really the whole document, but especially these last couple of pages, and I apologize because I think I did the whole show without my speakerphone on, but I think I'm close enough to the phone that you were able to hear me. I'm going to go back and I'm going to start to read again and apply some of these stories and these things and these examples that Neville Goddard has put into this to help myself understand what I'm supposed to get out of the story. I started this off by saying that I was sure that I would one day be a unity minister, and one of the things that has kept me from pursuing that at the rate which I could have is that I've been afraid that I would not understand the things I needed to understand in the Bible, but I'm not afraid of that anymore. This reading has released me from that. I will say that I will continue to read this. I will say that this is a more profound document than The Science of Getting Rich. It also proves for me and restates for me that The Science of Getting Rich is not about money. It's about this new affirmation that I say, I am living, breathing abundance. I am living, breathing abundance. I am living, breathing abundance. It's about every aspect of your life and understanding that the I don't haves and the I can'ts are the walls that we have all put up that prevent us from living the lives that we desire to live, because we have bought into, like you said, that we are mere mortals and humans, and we have forgotten that we are spiritual beings in a physical body walking this earth. The body is just your clothes. I now understand how people can walk around and say, and see, now I know it's all cloaked like that on purpose. Bible, truly an instructional document. And just be sold out for Jesus. Being sold out for Jesus and walking around saying that you were born and you breathe. Because this guy says this was his only job in the world. No matter what else he did, his primary job was to preach the gospel. When you say that, sometimes it turns people off and they don't get it. But I'm going to tell you that I know that my primary, because I understand now how this mindset and the Bible go together, I understand that it is my goal to preach the gospel. I say that as mom, a manifestation powerhouse. Yes, and that means the same thing, because everybody should understand, needs to hear these words to understand that it's all about your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because this awareness of being is your Savior, and that is Christ. This awareness of being is your Savior, and that is Christ. This awareness of being that you come into that changes your reality is the Christ. It is the Christ. That's what the Christ represents. When he ascended to his Father was when he developed the 100% awareness of being. Oh, my goodness. This has been a blessing. I hope that it's been a blessing for you. You know, I can never tell who's listening, who's not listening. It don't even matter this morning because I listen. And I thank and praise God, the power that God is and connects to everybody. And you, I just want you to know, I used to say this at the end of everything, but I stopped. And I want to start saying it again. You are not alone. We are all so connected in this world. You've got to understand that you are not alone. There is no experience that you're having. There's no thought that you've had, no matter how negative it is, There's no pain that you felt. There's no tragedy that you have been befallen with or felt that you've been befallen with that has not been experienced or is not being experienced right now by other beings on the planet that you live on. So you are not alone. But in that, I want you to understand that there's something that connects every single one of us, that strength, that power, that electricity, that manifestation of greatness, that same thing is the thing that can take you out of whatever you believe yourself to be in the middle of. If you change your awareness of being, and as crazy as it might sound, that pain in your leg, that pain in your back, that sore throat, that whatever it is, lack of vision, whatever it is, the Christ, being one with Christ and having that awareness of being can eliminate anything in your life because it can manifest everything in your life that you desire. And so understand that that connectedness that we all have is something that will change your life. We all possess it. We are a wave in the ocean of that which is God. We are a wave in the ocean of all things are possible. So change your mind and you will change your life. At your command is a document to direct you on how to do just that. You may have to read it 100 times, but who the hell cares if it changes how you see your life? And once you change what you see begins to change and alter because of your desires. I am the Lord God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have not her gods before me. What a glorious revelation. Your awareness now revealed as the Lord that God. Come awake from your dream of being in prison. Realize that earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwells therein. You have become so immersed in the belief that you are man, that you have forgotten the glorious, glorious being that you are. Now with your memory restored, decree the unseen to appear, and it shall appear. For all things are compelled to respond to the voice of God, your awareness of being. Everybody, trust and believe. The world is at your command. Peace and blessings, you all. I may reread this again starting tomorrow. I may go to another Goddard book. At any rate, share this, read it over and over again, and change your life because your awareness of being or the Christ gives you the power to do so. Have an awesome, powerfully productive, self-directed day. Amen.